Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. And Toni, what we're going to cover now is what are some of the questions to be asking in retirement? Why is it so important that people answer these questions for themselves and their family when they're trying to plan their retirement? So, am I going to live in my current home or will I downsize?
Wow, you know, that's one of those things that people sometimes have thought about and have talked about and even kind of think they have a plan for it. But how many times, Todd, do you sit with folks and they're over-assuming what they're going to sell their house for? They're also very ambitious about what they're going to be able to downsize. I mean, because downsize square footage doesn't always mean downsizing the price. Sometimes people are just, you know, and so if that's not thought about before we leap off and just assume that, that can be a huge mistake.
I was meeting with a family about a month ago, and they've got a lot of equity in their home. And their assumption is that they're going to sell their home, clear about $300,000, and they're going to pay cash for the next one.
Right.
And then they're going to have money that's going to be part of their retirement plan so that they're, you know, part of their income plan, that sort of thing. And when I ask them, you know, have you found the house you're downsizing to? No. Have you done research on what you're, you know, where you're going to go, that sort of thing? Not really. And so a retirement plan is, think about it this way. If we're going to retire, forget just the investments. What's all the stuff we're going to be thinking about?
Right.
Everything.
Life.
Not just, not just the money and the investments. So that's what retirement planning is. And so this falls into that category. And you asked me that question. I want to ask you one. Of all of the people that we've worked with that have said they were going to downsize and clear some money.
Right.
Can you think of people that have actually done it?
I can't even think of one. Like, honestly, I can't think of one.
I know there's been a couple, but I can't they don't come to mind, but I know there's been a few.
And here's what, listen, the only ones that even are, that I can think of that have actually downsized and then been able to take what they cleared from their current home and paid cash or most of it on there have moved into a more rural area. Like, they moved from closer into town to further out. Like, if they're going to go move out on a farm somewhere, so, you know what I mean? Because it's, you know, there's a lot of the taxes.
Now, we've got, I can think of several families that have sold their house and moved to something else and it cost more.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And they were assuming that it wasn't going to.
And then they decided, we need new furniture.
Because that's what happens, right? Yep. I mean, that's the way it works.
Right.
Well, we don't really want these crummy light fixtures. We want the upgraded light fixtures.
And we don't like the flooring. And we don't want granite countertops. And oh, by the way, if we're going to give up square footage, I really want a great closet. And I want a main level garage and all the things. So before, by the end of this whole process, they end up spending more on the house that they downsize to. And it's smaller. It's true. It is smaller, but they're paying just as much or more for it.
Absolutely. Our experience is that people do not do this successfully.
Right.
I'm not saying never.
Right.
But it's rare. Really rare.
Mm-hmm. It is.
For the number of people that think they're going to be able to, the number that actually do it is very, very small. Next question. What will I change about my everyday lifestyle when I'm retired compared to now? In other words, what's your experience with folks spending less in retirement? I've heard we're going to need a lot less in retirement. And our experience is that for the first year or so, people are so scared of running out of money that they're really watching every penny. But then after that, most folks end up spending at least as much as they were spending before.
If not more.
If not more.
Right.
You know, you've got travel, you've got different things, and people assume, well, I'm not going to be driving to work and I'm not going to be buying, you know, as many clothes and that sort of thing. But really, that's a small amount of money typically that's coming off the books.
And the other thing is if you've got a lot of free time that you don't have, you know, allocated toward things that are churches, charities, causes, children, grandchildren, whatever it is, you may just slip up and just spend a lot of money because you don't. That's your hobby or something, you know?
So part of our planning process is to walk through our roadmap and nail down for people exactly how much they're going to need and when they're going to need it. And Tony, this is a thing that of all of the people we've met with, I would say less than 5% have currently got a handle on that. But I would say 95% of people think they do.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Most people think, I know what we're going to need to spend in retirement. And then we go through our lifestyle analysis and we find out that on average, they're off by 30%.
I met with a CPA yesterday and he's like, I know exactly what I spent. I have everything, you know, and lo and behold, he didn't, there's more money going out the door than he realized. And he was like, wow. I mean, you know, it was a surprise. I mean, it's always a
surprise. And it always is.
Yep.
And it's almost universal.
Yep.
Right? That
Absolutely.
Everybody is surprised by what they're actually going to need.
And I always say, I don't know how your family's doing it, but somehow there's some kind of shell game or something going on because you're still working and you absorb that, you know? So
yeah, and when you're working, you can absorb it. Once you retire, you're going to have all the money you're going to have. You've got all the money you're ever going to have unless you're going to inherit some.
And Social Security and maybe the pension ain't going to cut the rest of it.
And now we've got to make the money last.
Yep,
and
yep.
So we can't just wing it when we're trying to figure out how much we need from the savings. If we're going to tell somebody they can retire or if they're already retired and we're going to let them know what's okay to be spending, we've got to make sure and nail all that down.
Right.
Hey, everybody. If you really want to get a handle on your retirement plan, I strongly encourage you to give us a call at 205-988-0006, or you can text that number as well. That's 205-988-0006. Or go to our website, askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com, and schedule your free consultation. Here's what happens when you come see us. We just sit down, we get to know each other. We're gathering a lot of information that we need to be able to help you analyze where you stand. We will give you very direct, common sense feedback about the things going well, the things that need to be addressed, anything that needs to be fixed, or questions that need to be answered. We will go through and explain exactly how our process works and how that process is designed to answer those questions for you. It does not cost a nickel. If we decide to work together, then we will. We'll explain how all that works and how we get paid and any other questions that might be on your mind. I just want you to know that the intention of this consultation is for you and your family to leave with significantly more clarity about where you stand and what needs to happen for you to get the right retirement plan in place for you and your family. So do yourself a favor and take some action. Give us a call or text 205-988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. Or go to askfreedomfinancial.com and request a free consultation. I feel certain you'll be glad you did. We've got one question here from Frederick in Hoover, and he says, I hate having money in the bank because it's not earning enough interest every month to even buy me a cheeseburger from the value menu. For the money that I've earmarked as my emergency fund, is there anything better I could be doing with it? Well, for one thing, Frederick, you said that this is your emergency fund. So I don't know how much cash we're talking about, but if it's really your emergency fund, then we recommend you leave it in cash.
Unless, I mean, are you buying cheeseburgers with your emergency fund?
Well, now some people's emergency fund is $400,000.
Right. It's too much.
You know, some people have so much money in cash, or, and this is something that we've been seeing a lot recently, people have most or all of their money in cash.
Yep.
You know, they're worried about a market correction. So now they've moved it all to cash. But the problem with doing that is, when do you get back in? And are there strategies that can grow your money, generate income for you that aren't exposed to market crashes? And the answer is there are. We do them all the time. And for the people that come in to see us from the radio show, if they call for one of our offers, we go through and explain those things to people. We don't get into a lot of specific recommendations over the air. You know, I'm familiar with a lot of radio hosts and TV hosts that will tell people what they should be doing on their show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is financial malpractice.
Yeah, because people think they need to take action on that. Hey, he's talking to me. I'm going to go do that. So, you know.
Or they even get callers, and after talking to somebody for 2 minutes, they tell them what they should do.
Right.
you know, hey, I've got this strategy or that strategy. Oh, you know, that's terrible. Fire your broker. Or, you know, oh, you should never, ever, ever do that under any circumstances. They don't know how much income they've got. They don't know how much they're spending. They don't know if they've got long-term care covered. They don't know if they've got wills or trusts. They have no idea whether they've got a mortgage. They don't know anything about the people.
They don't know anything about their family
other
situation.
Than yep. They've got one particular tool in their tool bag. You know, they've got a mutual fund or an annuity or a life insurance product or something like that. And, or a, you know, a portfolio that's 60-40 or whatever it is. They know one piece of data.
Right.
And they're telling somebody what to do.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So I don't get into specific strategies on the air, but for folks that are holding all your cash, there are ways to grow that money and not just grow it securely, but also generate income from it without worrying about what the market's going to do.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.